All righty. It is time to talk a little switch of the gears here with our good friend, Mr. Steve Schwartz. And you know, well, he's known as the Gotham Grinch. Let's not forget, he's a Press Club Award winner. You're a Press Club Award winner in 2023, along with yours truly. And quite frankly, a business entrepreneur and all that goes along with it, the wonderful Stephen P. Schwartz. Sir, good morning.
Let me tell you, the Gotham Grinch of New York sports, okay, is ready to play. And what are we going to play with? The idea that everything's looking good in New York. You got the Knicks in the playoffs. You got the Islanders who made the playoffs desperately. The Rangers, President's Cup winner. Yankees and Mets in the mix. NFL draft, right? Just Giants, the hope. They're all going to die, Jay. They're all going to die. That's why we watch. They're going nowhere, Jay. The Grinch, nowhere. The excitement is, how do they die? How do they die? You know, that's the excitement. The other night, one of the greatest sports nights ever. The Knicks come back down 8 with a minute left. Miracle. A miracle at the Garden. Don't worry about it, Jay. Reggie Miller's coming back to steal the Thunder at some point. The Knicks are going to die. The Islanders up 3-1, and then they get blanked out 4-0 in the last period in a miracle loss that you couldn't replay that loss in their whole history of Islander hockey. And I am a big Islander guy. But let me tell you something, Jay. That's nothing in compared with what the Rangers, that President's Cup curse, let me tell you, that's going to be something. And when the Jets tonight for the NFL draft drop the ball and draft a meaningless offensive tackle, which they have enough of already.
They won't.
Okay? All right? And the guy, they never get it right. They just never get it right. Even when they get it right, they don't get it right. And the Giants, I don't know. I'm not that pumped. And then, of course, the Mets giving you a little bit of hope. But then the Oakland A's coming in and taking down the Yankees in game one. A $12 million payroll against a $400 million payroll. Oakland comes to Yankee Stadium and takes them down. That was a good one. The Grinch. The Gotham Grinch of New York sport. He speaks the truth. Good morning, Jay.
You know, and first of all, all right, thank you, sir. First off, the Sacramento A's, you know, they're not even a double A team. So shame on the Yankees for even losing a game there. That's number one. Number two, the Jets are taking at number 10, Brock Bowers, just for your knowledge. The number one tight end in the country, Brock Bowers from Georgia. They will select him. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers wants him, and Aaron Rodgers runs the team. We know that. So look for Brock Bowers to be a Jet tonight by around 10 minutes of 9, I would say. Okay? That's number two. Number three. The Rangers are a legit contender for the Stanley Cup. Okay. In all likelihood, think about this. In 1994, they beat who? Vancouver to win the cup. Well, guess who could be playing again 30 years later for the right to hoist that cup? The Rangers and the Vancouver Canucks. And the Rangers are constituted to win this cup. I'm telling you, there's something about this team. The Islanders, a disaster from the other night. Too much to overcome from game two. I think they could win tonight to bring it 2-1, but I don't think they'll win game four. And as far as the Mets are the Mets, 500 team. As far as the Yankees, still missing a couple of components here. I'm not sold on the Yankees, not at all. Not sold on the Yankees. I'm not even talking about Gerrit Cole not being part of the staff. I'm just not sold on this team. Aaron Judge is off to as slow a start as you would imagine, even though he hit home run last night. So in any event, that's the, oh, as far as the Giants, they select six. And if I was the Giants, I would take the kid from LSU, the wide receiver, Malik Nabers, because he is the best receiver in the country. I would take him at six. So there you go. That's my take on things. To give Daniel Jones a necessary weapon, sir. You like all I've said or no?
Jay, take your pom-poms off and put your Gotham Grinch thinking hat on, okay? That's my advice to you when it comes to sports. You and the Sacramento A's, this idea, the Sacramento A's, and you say it with such pride, like such pride, like, oh, they're going to go to Sacramento. They're going to end up back in Oakland. Vegas is going to fall apart. Sacramento is going to crumble. And the only place to put them is in Oakland, the Oakland A's. And let me also remind you that the Oakland A's, when the Yankees were moving to New Jersey in the 70s, voted for the Yankees to stay. Thanks for the loyalty back the other way, since you raided us and you owe us four World Series trophies that deserve to be in Oakland because you used us as your picking zone. Starting with one of the guys that you never even talked about. You know, shame on you. You know, you sat there, you know, the last couple of weeks talking about the great John Sterling and his retirement and how your Yankees, you know how you rewarded, the Yankees rewarded John Sterling, the guy that got you into broadcasting and gave you the motivation. You know, I love John Sterling. John Sterling's one of my favorites too. But your beloved Yankees honored him with an 83-inch TV, which they pulled probably out of the basement at Yankee Stadium, and awarded him this unbelievable 83-inch TV for his one-bedroom apartment in New Jersey. Good luck trying to get that 83-inch TV on. I want to know what wall he's putting it on, okay? Because John Sterling, if you saw his face, he needed that 83-inch TV. You're better off getting him, you know, what happened to the old-fashioned rocking chair?
Yeah, you didn't like the Yankee cufflinks, Steve? What was wrong with the Yankee cufflinks?
All right, yeah, throw in the Yankee cufflinks. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what, you know, listen, Jay, you dropped the ball. John Sterling, you better be in Monument Park. He better be an honored Yankee, like while he's alive. Yeah, because that guy brought Yankee baseball back in a big way with his calls and him and Susan and the whole bit. It was beautiful. But the guy that you missed when you stole all those World Series, from us, is the guy that passed away. My favorite Jewish lefty pitcher, Ken Holzman. Okay, who I believe was a throw-in in the Reggie Jackson stealing of those of the Oakland A's, which again you owe us four World Series trophies. Holzman ended up winning one of his World Series with the your beloved New York Yankees, and you know what? I didn't hear you even mention the great Ken Holzman, the Sandy Koufax of the American League, huh? What happened there, Jay?
Well, you know, let me ask, was Charles Finley the owner then with Holzman?
Yes, he was.
Well, that explains it. Charles O. Finley, one of the worst owners ever.
He was one of the greatest innovators of baseball. Orange baseball? The orange baseball would have been great.
A shade better than Bill Veeck in the old days of the White Sox, but... Charlie O was a nut job, without question. Listen, he wanted to dismantle that team, and he basically did. I mean, everybody. You know, Sal Bando of the Brewers, Joe Rudy of the Red Sox, Vita Blue. My goodness.
Yeah. You know what? He saw the idea.
The
he won three World Series.
Catfish,
he won three World Series, and he wanted to cash in, and that's what he did. And let me tell you something about baseball. The beautiful thing about baseball is you're never going to be able to repeat the amazing history that it has. So you need to preserve the history, Jay. That's why Oakland is such a big deal, because Oakland is history of baseball. And this whole idea of moving it to Sacramento, you know, it's pretty funny in its own way. because you can't believe, you know, where we are with this. And then the idea of moving it to Vegas, which I don't believe is ever going to happen. Steve. The same way I don't think that the Jets are going to draft your guy, your tight end, at number 10, okay? Because I think he's going to be off the board because he's that good. And then they're going to be, you know, the problem with the Jets is it sounds good. You see, what you did is Jet football. You went with plan A. But what happens when plan A doesn't work? And it's the same thing when you watch New Jersey Jet football. When they're down 7 points at halftime, and they don't make the adjustments because they never have a plan B. The same way they you know, Aaron Rodgers went down, they didn't have a plan B. They ended up going back with Zach Wilson. This team is not good when you throw them off their game, even on draft day. Listen. So the idea, like, we're going to get Aaron Rodgers' dream tight end. Good. Sounds good on paper, except when he goes number 9. And then all of a sudden, the Jets are scrambling.
He's going 10. The Jets are going to grab him. Jay, Jets are grabbing. I'm telling you.
Up tonight.
Stevie, if I'm wrong, you come back on here tomorrow. Okay? You come back on tomorrow same time. If I'm wrong. But I'm serious. The Jets are taking Bowers at 10. It's locked. Lock it in, buddy. Lock it in.
Okay, Jay. All right.
I'll text you tonight at 10 of 9. Jets, 10, maybe 5 to 9. Maybe 5 to 9. Jets will
this team
select.
Is the worst on plan B. There is no plan B. Okay? There's no
now, listen, plan B. Here's the thing. Arguably, now listen. Here's the thing with the Jets. They got Williams, right? They signed them from the Chargers. They've got all-world Garrett Wilson, and they have no tight end.
Right.
Complete. You got the kid in the backfield. Okay, we know how great he is. But in essence, sign Brock Bowers and complete the package. He is all world. Okay, you put him in that slot for 10 years. Brock Bowers has to be a Jet. Has to be.
Gotham Grinch has got his thinking hat on. You got your pom-poms on. What's going to end up happening is the New England Patriots are going to trade down to number 9, grab Bowers, and the Jets are going to be left with fudge on their
Grant
face.
Bowers, like, they don't even so have a quarterback.
Years. Who?
New England.
Oh, don't you worry about it. They'll get it together. Don't you worry about it.
Come on.
Don't you worry about it. You know what? I would bet New England has a better record than the Jets this year, okay, with starting with no quarterback. Believe me. They
listen, I'm not. You know me. I'm not a Jet fan, but you're wrong.
Okay.
Rodgers will be back. If the Jets don't win 10 games, I'd be shocked.
Okay. The Jets are not winning 10 games. They're not even winning 10 games.
You got to pick Brock Bowers from Georgia.
They're not going to win 10 games until they come back to New York. As long as they play in that swamp in New Jersey, they are cursed. They've got the Joe Namath curse.
Speaking of curse.
They become the New York Jets back. Then we could talk about winning 10 games and maybe bringing a Super Bowl back to New York. As long as they're in New Jersey, this team is sanctioned to death. And what's great is, like I started the show, every year you just watch the Jets. You know they're going to die. You just don't know how they're going to die. So it's like going to the movies. You go to the movie, you know that the lead is going to die, but you don't know how they're going to die. So you sit there and you can't. You're mesmerized to the screen. So when the Jets are still, you know, in the playoff contention, you know, if they could win the next, I don't know, 3 out of 4, it's a weaker schedule, and then they lose to the worst team in the league, and you say that could never happen, and yet it happens. I guarantee you, I'm making the Joe Namath guarantee, this team will not win their 10 games this year. Go ahead. They're going to die. Right. They're going to die.
Like I said, if I'm wrong, you come on tomorrow, and you could gloat all you want. But I'm going to tell you right now, they are picking Bowers at 10. Shocked beyond belief if that doesn't happen.
All Stevie right. Schwartz, well, I'll have to
now,
cancel
listen,
my,
speaking
I'll,
of cursed,
my plan because I'll be back on the air tomorrow.
Speaking of being cursed.
Yeah.
All right. Your beloved Oakland A's. Listen, don't make it sound like the A's have been dissed and everything else. The fan base is non-existent. That owner, John Fisher, has every right and should move that team the hell out of the Bay Area. I mean, it doesn't work. Even when they were good, okay, go back to the days of Giambi and everything else. they still didn't pack more than 23,000 into that stadium. They still didn't do it.
That's not factually correct.
That is an absolute fact. Okay, Steve, I have visions of that stadium looking out to center field and beyond. They had everything covered up and everything. They could never fill that stadium. Never fill. And I'm talking, you know, I'm not talking the 70s. Okay, I am talking, you know, into the 90s. Fisher gave Oakland every opportunity for that to improve. The stadium is a mess. It's a mausoleum. It is a mess. Rodents coming out of the vents in the press box, from what I've read. I mean, it is an absolute disaster. They don't want to put any money into it. He has no choice but to move the team. Now, listen, I agree with you. I thought Vegas is a shoe-in. Apparently, they don't even want him there. Let him go to Sacramento and figure it out.
That's not happening. That's not happening. And by the way, have you ever been to the mausoleum in Oakland? It's one of the greatest stadiums ever. And come Oakland playoff time, the place is packed. There was one year where they were averaging more than the Yankees, actually. And you're right, during the 70s, when the Yankees were averaging about 11,000 people, 13,000 people at Yankee Stadium, because no one wanted to go there because the parking was so bad and the stadium was falling down and the place was just a crap house, it was still Yankee Stadium. And you know what? Oakland voted for them to stay. Oakland, you know what? They realize that the mausoleum has come to an end. So what you're saying is just not factually correct. A brand new stadium and Jack London Square, they would sold out
every
single night. The city was ready to do it. And for you to sit there and say that Fish is a good owner, and
I'm not
Finley
saying he's a good owner.
Charlie
Finley
is a great owner.
I didn't say that.
John Fish is going to go down as one of the worst owners.
Hold on a minute now.
And the Benedict Arnold of the Bay Area. Okay, so like, get your facts straight.
First of all, I didn't say
correct.
I didn't say Fisher was a good owner. I didn't say that. All I said was he gave the city every opportunity for them to keep the team there. Okay? What would you like him to do?
This I would is like a him to business, work with the
hold
city
on a minute.
And
this is a business
stadium.
Decision. I don't think he's a good owner as far as the team and how he operates the team itself. Okay? I don't think he's a good owner at all. Quite frankly, that team is an absolute disaster. Look at the roster, for crying out loud. And tell me if anyone recognizes one player. If you're not a baseball aficionado, you can't. There's nobody there. But the fact of the matter is, as a businessman, as an owner, he has been left very little choice. Very little choice as far as keeping the team there. Can't do it. Can't do
it. Oakland is magic. When you go into that stadium, there's something about it. Even if there's only a few thousand people in there, it's got excitement and energy in that building, in that stadium. It really does.
Yeah, from when Oakland Raiders played there.
The Athletics and the Raiders together. You're right. I mean, it's horrible. But believe me, Oakland's coming back. Oakland is coming back in a big way. And they're gonna. They might have lost their three championship franchises and their championship way. And by the way, you know, the whole city has taken a beating. I mean, that city on a whole used to be one of the most amazing cities in the country. Innovations beyond. You know, you look. You know, you talked about college campuses. You know, Cal Berkeley is one of the greatest campuses ever. Ever. I've got friends and family that have graduated there, and what an embarrassment that whole area has become. You know, and that goes into the politics and everything that you talk about on your show. And you're right on with that part. But you know what? Oakland is sacred ground, and I'm telling you, they are going to come back in a big, big way. So, you know, no one thought in Brooklyn, in New York, that the area of Dumbo would be worth anything. It was the most rundown area. If there was an ever time to have bought Dumbo, it was like 20, 30 years ago, you would be a zillionaire today, okay? That's the same way in Oakland. Oakland has just been run down to its core, from its sports to its politics to its to that whole area. And it really has fed into San Francisco, too, which is really just a beautiful, beautiful area. with everything that's going on, the homeless, the this, they can't get anything right there. You talk about like New York being a disaster. I mean, that area has become like New York on steroids.
Yeah. All right. So, let me ask you something. You only got a couple of minutes, Stevie. Gotham Grinch with us, Steve. So
yes,
are you going to be at the Islander game tonight?
I am not.
You should be.
I am not. I will not be there. I made myself a promise that the Grinch will go. You have to prove a little something to me. I've seen this act before. I'll have no problem watching it in my beautiful 83-inch TV set with John Sterling together. The bottom line is, get out of the first round. Get out of the first round. Show me something. I've seen this now over and over and over again. And I really think the Islanders, we said this, Jay, we agreed, old and slow.
That's why, 100%. Now, you see, that's the thing. You just hit the nail on the head. They are old and they are slow. They don't have depth. And this is the reason why you relinquished a 3-goal lead. They don't have a lot of depth here. After the Barzell, Horvat, Nelson, who else is there to put the puck in the net? You're going to tell me Pajot or Palmieri? I like Palmieri's passion. They don't have a lot of depth, Steve. And that's a fact. Old man Varlamov, you cannot play him tonight. Right. They have to go with Sorokin. I think he'll be in the Nets. That is 100%. I'm positive that'll happen. The fact of the matter is they were exposed. Key word here, exposed. And if they bow out in this series in 4 games, I'm sorry. If you're Ledecky and company, you got to make a change as far as the selection process is concerned. Lamarillo has to go. He has to go. Enough. I've had enough of Lou. I've had enough of Lou.
Oh, stop it.
I've had enough of Lou, honestly.
Stop it. Stop it.
Believe it, Lou. He did not make this team better. He did not make this team. He's had plenty of chances. I don't want to hear back-to-back, belly-to-belly as far as the Eastern Finals and Tampa and everything else. I don't want to hear about that in the overtime and whatnot. Don't want to hear it. Fact of the matter is this team had to have changed over the years. It has not. The makeup of the team has not. Adding a Bo Horvat is not a massive change. This team needs to be stripped. You keep Barzell. You keep Horvat. You know, Brock Nelson, you got to go. Maybe you can get something for him. Varlamov, you got to go. It's time to redo the landscape here, okay? You bow out in 4 or 5 games, you have to do it. Final thought.
Remember what I told you a few weeks ago. When they lost Bolivier and Eberle, okay, that line with Barzell was really so fast. That line was so fast. They couldn't even – the Islanders, when they lost that Game 7 to Tampa, I mean, that was the moment. That was the moment. So listen to me. I agree with everything you said except for Uncle Lou. I think you got to keep Lou. He's the real deal. And I think the Islanders are going to win tonight. I think the Islanders are going to make it some sort of a series. You know, but at the end, I think they're old and slow. And
the problem is, you
can't
win.
You're
up 2 goals, Stevie. If you're up 2 goals, if you're up 2 goals with 10.5 to go in the third period, you know the pressure is going to be on this team. Without question.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's why they've got a very difficult task here because it's in their head. It's in their head with what happened the other night. It's in their head.
All right, so I'm gonna. Can I run through something real quick with you? I'm going to ask you quick questions. It's like a lightning round, okay?
I got 48 seconds. Lightning go ahead. Round.
There you go. Rangers, what happens?
Win.
They were going to win the cup this year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I say no, and I say that they lose in the next. If they don't lose this round, because I think Washington's still got fight in them.
They'll play Carolina. It's going to be a good matchup. It's an excellent
There you go. Islanders, how many do they get out of this series? Do they come back, or are they done?
I think they're done. Honestly, I think they get a win. One win.
How about your beloved New York Knicks? Do they recreate Walt Frazier, Willis Reed?
No question. They get out of this. They get out of the first round. They get ready for the Celtics. I say they win it in 5.
Okay, so the Celtics lost last night to the Miami Heat. They might, you know, they didn't look that good last night.
Well,
I think the Knicks are going to be your best chance of having a special year, but I think they're going to break your heart. Okay, so I think that before they even get to the Celtics, they're going to have to either play probably Milwaukee, maybe with Giannis back. that's going to be a challenge. Okay, so if Milwaukee gets out of Indiana, all right, and then the last thing I got to say to you is this: Jets Giants tonight. Are we in for a good draft, a draft that you could be proud of and give support, or that letdown feeling of what Friday morning usually brings to the New
Jersey? I think it's going to be a very good feeling for both clubs. I think the Jets, as stated, are going to take Brock Bowers, the tight end, and the Giants are going to go with wide receiver from LSU in Malik Nabers. I think it's going to be an excellent draft for both clubs at 6 okay. and 10, by the way.
Most important question I have for you is, Oakland stays in Oakland or no?
No. They're gone. No. They're done.
For sure.
They're done.
Coming back.
Stop it already. Listen to me. I love you to death. The Gotham Grinch, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur extraordinaire and New York Press Club Award winner, Stephen P. Schwartz. We thank you, sir. Now, remember, the invite is for you to call in when I'm wrong tomorrow, if I'm wrong, and the Jets don't pick Bowers. But he will.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.